is time for the Magnificent Seven. This is the part of the Friday, our football Fridays, brought to you by Yuengling, America's oldest brewery. Spread your wings. They're, by the way, hosting a watch party with Beast this Sunday at 4. Finn's in Indy, and he's giving away a 55-inch flat-screen TV.
Sports go Bird Road, man.
We still call it just a flat screen? Aren't all TVs flat screens these days? We
yeah, say
like they have them even 4K. Smaller now. They have them like, I saw one at Brandsmart. It was like this thin, and it was on a, like almost looks like it was on a mirror.
Ooh,
yeah, it looked good.
Like that.
I've seen the TVs we're giving away because I've done these Yuengling events before. They're 4K, they're 54, they got all the things.
It's like flat screen. It's like, that's like the.
I asked Lewis, our promotion, I say, how should I describe it? He said, just say 55-inch flat screen. So that's what I wrote. But yeah, no, these are great TVs. We're giving away. Why wouldn't you want a free TV and all the Yuengling you could drink?
Well, he'll be giving away Yuengling and flat screen TVs. Robbie's about to give you away some winners.
Yeah.
Robbie, let's go, my friend. Magnificent Seven time. Chop, chop.
Let's start off with a little noon action, why don't we? UMass at Army.
Oh, Nooner, we know which way you're going with this one.
Army is a 34.5 point favorite. Now, you guys might be concerned about a triple option team giving 34.5 points, and their last game against Air Force was a slugfest, 17-13, which, by the way, they did cover. You heard that here on the Magnificent Seven last week. But it's UMass, guys. They gave up 63 points to Liberty at home. In fact, Liberty's quarterback threw for 440 yards in the first half.
Whoa.
So, look, and it was a 35 earlier in the week. It's down to 34.5. So that means if you're up 42-0 and UMass scores a garbage time touchdown to make it 42-7, you're still good. You still cover. Look, I've said enough about UMass. The greatest train going in 2019. Take Army, lay the 34.5 points. Everybody's just pounding
UMass.
This
is like that fictional Elon Musk train he's always talking about that could get you to Orlando in like 30 minutes. That's what this train is. That's UMass.
This is better.
It's better because this one makes you money. All right, go ahead, Robbie.
All right, no, more noon action. Maryland at Ohio State. Ohio State, the new number one according to the playoff rankings. Ohio State at home. Check this out, guys. It's a 43.5 point favorite against Maryland, against another Power 5 foe, not Bethune-Cookman, not FAMU,
Pride?
Against Maryland.
No.
Ohio State has covered.
College.
Ohio State has covered 7 in a row. They've been a cover machine. That's probably why they got moved to number 1, because they keep covering. Maryland, on the flip side, has not covered 5 of their last 7. However, this feels like a massive Vegas adjustment, a massive overreaction to these two trends going in their way. Maryland last year, they did only lose by 1 point to Ohio State in double overtime. And I got to throw, Maryland has to have a little bit of pride. It's a Power 5 opponent. You're getting 43.5 points, and Ohio State maybe catches a little bit of rat poison, being number 1 in the country. It's 6 touchdowns.
I don't know, Robbie, he's king of the pride, and Leroy's shaking his head.
I mean, Ohio State could win 51-10, and you're still good.
Dude. Let me explain something to you.
Maryland's bad.
Maryland's bad. Ohio State's coming off bye week.
It's not that simple.
Wait. But what happens when you come off bye week? Your coach is making an extra emphasis on everybody doing what they need to do and getting off to a fast start and not coming off bye week sluggish.
That's why they're giving 43.5 and not 31. Take Maryland. Take the 43.5.
All right. Number 3, Robbie.
All right. More noon action. I love the noon action. Purdue at Northwestern.
Wow.
I'm throwing 5 mackerel at this line. You ready for this?
5 mackerel?
1-7 Northwestern at home is favored by 2.5 points against Purdue. Now, this is despite the fact that Northwestern, in their last 3 games combined, guess how many points they've scored? 6.
What is your favorite thing about the Robbieisms? Like, do you like when he repeats himself, like with extra emphasis, or do you like when he throws out the fish?
No,
I love when the fish. Are
I like
out.
No. My favorite line is, "I know you.
I know what you're thinking. That's my favorite. I love that one.
I know what you're thinking.
Sorry, Robbie. Like, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, no.
Northwestern. They have not scored 20 points in any of their Power 5 games all season. In fact, the only one time they've scored more than 15 was their game against UNLV. And now, I know what you guys are thinking. Purdue is on the 3rd quarterback.
I was thinking that.
I think Jake Plummer's kid got injured in their last game. But Northwestern has scored, the last game they scored 3 points. The week before, they scored zero. The week before that, they scored 3 points. So unless Purdue gets shut out, Northwestern is not going to cover the 2.5 points. Take Purdue. They'll win this game outright. Take the 2.5 points.
All right. Number four, Robbie.
Another nooner, because we love the nooners.
Man,
here.
You're getting this action all right in one off the bang. Bat. All right.
Penn State at Minnesota. The Gophers. Penn State on the road is a 6.5 point favorite. Now, this is a nooner, but now for these guys, it's an 11 a.m. special because it is on Central Time. Penn State, they're road warriors. They've covered all three of their road games this season. And the Gophers, they haven't played anybody all season. Both teams are defeated, by the way, but they haven't played anybody all season. In fact, the Gophers, they had three non-conference games against South Dakota State, Fresno State, and Georgia Southern, and they won by a combined 13 points. That's right. They beat South Dakota State, an FCS school, by 7, and the other two by 3 points. Penn State's much better than Minnesota. The last time they were a 6.5 point favorite on the road, they pounded Maryland 59-0. Penn State, they're going to be more fired up for this game. I mean, they're both teams will be fired up, but it's 11 a.m. The road team, usually a little bit more battle-tested. And this game should have been in primetime, but the Big Ten doesn't want nighttime games in November. Take Penn State. Give the 6.5 points.
Why is that?
It's the thing.
It's cold.
So what? It's football.
And as soon as fall hits, it's all daytime games.
All right. What else you got, Robbie? Number five.
3:30 action. The notepad game. The biggest one of them all. Ooh, LSU at Alabama. Alabama is a 6-point favorite at home.
I'm shocked by that, Robbie.
Look, this is the best team offensively that Alabama has gone up against in a while. In fact, Alabama has won 8 in a row in the series, but LSU in that time period, they've had some pretty quarterbacks, whether it's, you know, Danny Etling or the Jordan Jeffersons of the world. It's been a pretty stretch. Maybe a Mettenberger here and there for the LSU quarterbacks. This is the first time Alabama has been tested all season. Because the only ranked team they've played all year was Texas A&M. They're not ranked anymore. They've lost to every good team possible. LSU, on the flip side, they've been battle-tested all year. They've beaten Auburn. They've beaten Florida. They went on the road at Texas and beat them handily. And Tua, he is coming off that ankle injury. Last time he played hurt was that SEC title game against Georgia. They didn't cover, didn't have his best game. And then, of course, they got steamrolled by Clemson in the NCAA title game. Take LSU, take the points. Live underdog, chance to win outright. Take the 6.
All right, number 6, Robbie.
It is back after a bye week. The Cal under train is back. Washington State at Cal.
We got 2 trains.
The total is
UMass train?
No, the UMass train is just
I know. Well, I don't even. It's not even fair to call it a train anymore.
There's no brakes. Just put it that way.
It never stops.
They don't flip the switch off on that one. But the total for this Cal Washington State game is 51. Back to back. They had a bye last week. Cal coming off the bye. Cal this entire season has only had 2 games go over the total. In fact, this train is so good, 4 of the last 22 games Cal has played have gone over. So 18 out of 22 have gone under. Cal doesn't know who their quarterback's going to be. They're like on their 8th quarterback. Not that it matters. They're a defensive-oriented team. Now, you may be concerned. Wait a minute. Mike Leach, he loves the offense. This game, the Washington State-Cal game, has gone under 4 years in a row. In fact, in the last 8 games, the under is 7-1-1 in this series. And last year, Washington State-Cal, it was a slugfest, 19-13. 51, way too high. You know my rule, over 45, you take the under.
Crazy. And number 7, Robbie.
Louisville at Miami, Saturday, 3:30. The Canes are a 6.5-point favorite at home. Now, you guys don't know, there's a trend here. Miami almost never covers the week after Florida State. Whether they win or lose against Florida State, it's just the emotional letdown the following week is just too much. They haven't covered 6 of the last 8 games the week after playing Florida State. Louisville, sneaky good, like Leroy brought up in 4-down territory. They put up 62 at Wake Forest on the road. They beat Virginia, who Miami also beat Virginia too. Now, there's also going to be a lot of Cardinals fans there. They were here for the basketball game.
It's super annoying. Like, what is this? What did the Cardinals get to do everything they here this week? What is this, vacation week for Kentuckians? Huh. Garbage.
And Miami, we know about them as a favorite. They've only covered 2 of their last 8 games as a home favorite of 6 points or more. We know the Canes, they play to the competition. Now they're favorites again. The environment's going to be kind of You know, them as a favorite, they won't play as well as
they
do.
It's going to be senior day. It's going to be, what, people too cool for school?
It's just Louisville's not gonna get people fired up just like the basketball game. I just have a bad feeling. I know the Canes had a big win last week, but I expect an emotional letdown. Take Louisville, take the 6.5 points. Not saying they're gonna win, but it's gonna be a close game.
Do you think Bill Murray shows up even though he doesn't have a son on the football staff? Do you think he just shows up because?
Yeah, why not?
He's already there. In fact, I was at the little basketball game. I sat. There was a Louisville fan sitting in front of me. I asked him if they're going to stay for the game on Saturday. Yep, we're going to stay. They're going to be there. People have been here all week.
They played him like didn't they play him in volleyball too this week?
Yeah. It's a big Louisville Miami.
What the hell?
The ACC does that a lot.
I bet you more people knew about the volleyball game than the basketball game.
This is all clearly masked as a vacation. They're using us. They're coming down here. Just to party their asses off. And they're like, oh, we get to go on the whole tour. Basketball, volleyball, football.
They don't call it the South Beach Flu for nothing.
I don't know if that works in college, man.
It doesn't work in college. The players aren't here long enough.
It only works in basketball or baseball.
It works in the NBA.
I think it works the best in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't
It does work with baseball teams. I've witnessed that.
Yep. I remember going to Voodoo Lounge and seeing...
But you
McGruff,
you barely,
crime dog.
You barely need McGriff. To be sober to play baseball. Did David Wells pitch a perfect game hungover?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Are we going to...
You could say it, Rod.
Chase Young is out.
Versus Maryland.
Is he hurt?
Nope. Possible NCAA infractions.
I like that 43.5 more now for Maryland. Yeah. Got that in just in time.
Yeah, you better get that in now. Now. Run.
Get that bit in now.
All right. That's interesting. All right, we'll get some more details on that. Plus, if you guys want to win Heat tickets, we'll give another four-pack away right now. 786-360-0790. Play a quick round of Heat trivia. Send somebody to Heat and Pistons. Four-pack for you. 786-360-0790. Heat kicked ass last night. And we'll see if we can get more details on this Chase Young story. Supposed, projected, possible number one pick. Could be a future Dolphin. Could be a future Dolphin. We don't know. Hey, the last time a Dolphin had some issues, that worked out well. Laramie Tunsil was had a good 3-year run.
Maybe they got another two first round picks for 3 years from now.
Got two first round picks. How much worse could it be than a gas mask? 786-360-0790 for Heat Trivia. We're back after this. Can you feel the heat? Want to let you guys know, coming up November 13th, all of us here on the ticket and our sister stations are going to be broadcasting live from the American Airlines Arena as we participate in the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon, where we are bringing together the power of the Miami Heat, the hope of the Miami Cancer Institute, and you, all for one purpose, that's to build a world without cancer. Tune in all day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. You guys are going to hear inspiring stories from cancer survivors and Miami Cancer Institute researchers and physicians, and all live on air throughout the day. Heat players and coaches are going to join us as well. It's going to be awesome. Let's come together as a community and join Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer. If you guys want more information, if you guys want to get your much-needed donation in, heathelpcure.org. You guys can also go there, sign up for the Dribble Drive, which is going down on November 16th, next Saturday. So that's what's happening there. Before we get to Heat Trivia, Beast, what do you got anything on this Chase Young thing as far as fodder?
I don't know if I should go with this. Because
fodder's fodder.
Fodder's fodder. It is out there.
Hey.
So I will just say the Twitter people out there seem to be hinting at some sort of agent situation, but I've seen no concrete news organization.
Nobody's running with it, but there's Twitter fodder that he took cash from an agent.
I don't really feel comfortable.
Why? You went to Miami. That's all like.
Can we just say though, like, if that is the case, no one's going to call for Ohio State to be shut down. But if it was Miami, you bet your ass that Feinbaum's going to be out here at this third world program, as he has so dubbed it, and call for it to be shut down.
By the way.
So I just want everybody to pay attention to what the reaction here is of Chase Young. Should there be a scandal? Should there be a Kane scandal in the future? Just recall, if it doesn't involve strippers and a yacht, doesn't mean death penalty.
And by the way, no effect on his draft stock whatsoever.
Oh, no.
By the way, the Ohio State fans, because I set up all sorts of searches and whatever, several of them right now are like, listen, man, we don't need him to win. We're going to go undefeated.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.